points for this day, this Tuesday. You better get out your pocketbooks, Michigan, because this recount, well, you and I get to pay the lion's share of it here in Michigan if it goes forward. That will happen tomorrow if Jill Stein carries on with her harebrained idea of recounting votes in Michigan for no apparent reason, because there is no evidence of hacking, no evidence of fraud, no voter of violations of any sort that has been identified. $5 million. We'll talk about that. Terrorism at Ohio State University as well. It's a mess out there, my friends. And Jim Harbaugh needs to get out his checkbook as well. We'll talk about that. On the program today, Dr. John Lott. We'll talk about the OSU knife attack. Michael Dougherty will be here to talk about all things political. And Scott Brown, the former senator of Massachusetts, will be here to talk about the Trump presidency and whether or not he's being considered to head the Veterans Administration. Senator Scott Brown will join us today. It's all straight ahead right here, and you're not going to get this just anywhere. Plus, an analysis of how much money this recount is going to cost. You better take a breath. You better sit down. You better get ready. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, and welcome to it. It's a harebrained idea. The notion of recounting Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, there is no chance whatsoever that Hillary Clinton can win. But what their real goal is here, the real goal is to have all three of the states, including Michigan, miss the deadline for having their electoral votes counted. That's the game. And if you thought that that misguided attempt to overturn the election started by Green Party candidate Jill Stein was a farce, think again. Hillary Clinton's team now joining the baseless effort. It's likely going to cost Michigan taxpayers a pile of money if this charade is allowed to go forward. In fact, it could cost us millions. The estimate in Wisconsin for the recount is $3.5 million. That's because Wisconsin requires the requesting party must pay for a recount in a race with a margin of victory wider than half a percentage point. The county clerks make the estimate across the state. That's what they came up with, $3.49 million. The money must be paid in full today, and if it isn't, the Stein-Clinton coalition will have to pay more if they don't pay enough to begin with. If it isn't paid at all, the thing's over. In Michigan, however, we're not as fortunate. Our laws are a bit different. In fact, the taxpayers here, you and I, could end up footing the bill for millions of dollars. Michigan Elections Director Chris Thomas says the charge for a recount in Michigan is $125 per precinct. That would bring the grand total to just about $790,000 for the entire state. The counties will be forced to pick up any cost above that amount. You know, the counties that already have strapped budgets, no way to foot the bill without making cuts elsewhere. This will be a devastating financial blow to Michigan, dished out by the Democrats who simply refused to accept that they were beaten. And Michigan could pay a bill of $5 million or more. Why? Pretty simple. Michigan had a lot more voters than the Badger State. I'm going to go ahead and assume that their county clerks were right on putting together their figure of $3.5 million. Wisconsin voters cast just under 2.8 million ballots, and Michigan had just over 4.5 million votes cast on Election Day. Now, that means it's easy to assume that Michigan taxpayers could put up big money. For the sake of argument, let's do it this way. Say Michigan's bill came in 62% larger than Wisconsin's because that many more ballots were cast. The total bill would be around $5.6 million. Subtract Jill Stein's down payment of $790,000, and Michigan taxpayers are on the hook for $4.9 million. And the bill could be higher if there are mistakes, delays, court actions, or overruns. $4.9 million for an election that no one actually believes was hacked or is inaccurate. Not top Democrats, not the Obama administration, and not one credible person. This is a travesty on every level. Absolutely no justification to inflict this kind of stress and financial damage on Michigan simply because we chose a Republican to be president for the first time since 1988. I would hope someone of good sense would put an end to this circus, and soon. The person that could do that, of course, is Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump won. It is that simple. And the sooner the Democrats and the radical leftists accept that fact, the sooner the rest of us can get on with trying to heal a very divided nation. Your thoughts at 888-900-9966. $5 million. Your part of the bill and mine. And so if some of these rural counties, let's say Lake County, ends up having to pay another $50,000, does that mean the snow plows don't run as often? Other services are curtailed? What happens? What happens next? It's not like this election is contested. It's not like it's close. It's not like anyone actually believes there's something wrong here. The game is different. The game is to try to get all three of these states to miss the deadline of December 13th to have their votes in and certified so that the electors can vote on December 19th. It's an effort to delegitimize the election of Donald Trump, even though he won in the way prescribed by a wide margin. Matt standing by in Okemos. Matt, welcome aboard.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. I wanted to say, I think they already gave him the 16 electoral college votes last night. That's what I heard. Michigan.
Well, they didn't. No. You misunderstand.
Mm-hmm.
The electoral college votes on December 19th. They have not voted yet. Michigan's electors have been certified, and the vote has been certified that Donald Trump won here. Certified. No allegations of fraud, no anything. But the actual electoral college votes on December the 16th. And until
and
then what happens is the Electoral College votes are then presented to Congress in a box where the box is open, the ballots are put out, and then the Vice President of the United States reads the name of the new president. That's how it works. And in fact, on a couple of occasions in American history, the Vice President who lost the race, like Richard Nixon and Al Gore, had to actually read the name of the winner, being their opponent in an election they had lost. No, trust me. Make no mistake, Matt. I do my homework, friend.
Well, I know you do. They're rallying their base. They're basically holding onto their base here. One little short thing I wanted to say to you off subject is Trump could have them pay for the wall, Mexico, by taxing Western Union transfers of $5 to $10 over years would build up.
You know, that would help. I'm telling you, the way on that subject, I've got 10 seconds. On that subject, the way to do it is to crush the drug cartels at the border that are killing tens of thousands of Mexican citizens and bringing poison into America. Take their money, take their assets, build the wall. Everybody wins.
I agree with that too.
Thank you, Matt. Got to run. It's Tuesday on the Steve Gerber Show. Be right back.